Aircheckdownloads.com.
Holly's at Supergold Drive looking through any window. Good afternoon. Tony Lloyd with you, 7 minutes past three. I love that one. How are you feeling this afternoon? Hope you're feeling well. I've got a raging toothache, drugged up to the eyeballs this afternoon. I can't feel anything. Dentist tomorrow. Be gentle with me, please, Mr. McDonald. Thank you. There's Supertramp. And it's raining again. 11 past three, Thursday afternoon. The weekend's nearly here. And right now, it should be a bunch of kids singing.
Lovely juggling. Thank you.
Right, if it's your birthday today, November the 7th, happy birthday to you. And you share it with Marie Curie, the scientific genius, born today in 1867. Also, Mary Travers is 54. She's from Peter, Paul and Mary, born today in 1937. Dee Clark, born today in 1938. And Joni Mitchell is 48 today, born Roberta Anderson. And Sue Pollard, born today in 1949. Happy birthday to you. John Paul Young and Love Is In The Air. Let's see what we got lined up for you this hour. We have Eddie Cochran, Crispian St. Peter, or Crispy as I call him, Sam Cooke, Jackson 5, Dionne Warwick and Hot Chocolates, all amongst others, crammed in before 4 o'clock here at Supergold. Here comes Bo Kirkland and Ruth Davis together. Keep on doing. What you doing? You're going to get next to me, Bo Kirkland, Ruth Davis together here at Supergold Drive. Got some more fascinating facts from Tony's amazing famous history book coming up very shortly. Now the time, 20 past three. Hot Chocolates and Emma here at Supergold Drive. Thursday afternoon, 26 past three. And Tony's famous history book is open once again. Today, November the 7th in 1971, Isaac Hayes had his only US chart-topping album with the soundtrack to the film Shaft and the single of the same name, of course. And in 1984 today, the soundtrack album to Paul McCartney's much-maligned movie Give My Regards to Broad Street entered the UK album chart at number one. Also today in 1974 at around 9:45 p.m. a hysterical Countess of Lucan burst through the door of Belgravia's Plumber's Arms pub wearing only a nightdress, bloodstained from her own head wound, and screaming that she had just escaped from a murderer who had killed her nursemaid. The suspect, Lord Lucan, disappeared the same night. Have you seen him? Give us a call. Also today in 1783, Britain's last public hanging took place in Tyburn near Marble Arch. And in 1865, the Repeating Light Company of Springfield, Massachusetts, manufactured the Erie Pocket Lighter, the first one ever from Tony's famous history book. So now you know. Jackson 5's Alleluia Day, exactly 3:30, Thursday afternoon with Supergold. Weather-wise, a good deal of wet and very windy weather, likely over much of northern and central Europe tonight. Further south, scattered showers likely in the eastern Mediterranean. England, Scotland and Ireland tonight, cloudy with some rain or drizzle and a fresh wind expected as well. Mild though, with temperatures falling to 10 centigrade, that's 50 Fahrenheit. Here comes Tammy Wynette, standing by her man. Still to come this hour, we have Dionne Warwick, Sam Cooke in a moment, and also Eddie Cochran, who else? Gene Chandler as well, all before 4 o'clock. There was Tammy Wynette, standing by her man here at Supergold. Wop, wop, woo! Eddie Cochran's Three Steps to Heaven here at Supergold Drive. More facts from Tony's famous history book on their way. Let's join that chain gang. Good heavens, you're working so hard this afternoon. Come on, slow down a little bit. Money's not worth it after all. Chain gang, Sam Cooke. Tony's famous history book is open once again. Today, November the 7th in 1872, the Marie Celeste set sail from New York on the ill-fated journey on which all her crew would mysteriously disappear. And in 1885 today, the Canadian Pacific Railway was completed after 4.5 years. And in 1944, Franklin D. Roosevelt was re-elected U.S. president for a record fourth time. And Henry Cooper beat Billy Walker to become the first boxer to win 3 Lonsdale belts outright today in 1967. So now you know, it's 20-4. Dionne Warwick and anyone who had a heart. I prefer liver and onions myself. Quarter to four, Supergold Drive with Tony Lloyd, another cracker and a couple of ticks. Bee Gees and Supergold, you should be dancing. Now today, November the 7th in 1972, Richard Nixon was re-elected US president. And also today in 1982, police found the pair of trousers stolen from Sir Geoffrey Howe while he was asleep on a train. Get that man's trousers off. 9-4 at Supergold Drive with Gene Chandler now.
Aircheckdownloads.com.